Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for culturalmining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. With spring comes blockbusters, superheroes, giant atomic lizards. But it's also spring festival season. Inside Out, Toronto's LGBT festival, runs through the weekend in June. North by Northeast with some great movies, Spectacular Luminato, the Italian Contemporary Film Fest, and NIFF, a new festival in Niagara Falls combining movies, food, and wine. So this week I'm looking at festival-type movies, realistic, low-budget art house dramas. I got some punk girls from Stockholm, a culture clash in Santiago, and from Paris, a gang of Eastern European boys. We Are the Best, directed by Lukas Moodysson, based on the graphic novel by Coco Moodysson. It's Stockholm, Sweden in 1982. Bobo and Clara, played by Mira Barkhammer and Mira Grossen, are two young girls who are mad at the world. Grown-ups are idiots without a clue. Other kids are into aerobics and spandex or long hair, thrash metal, prog rock. So they chop off their hair, make it into spikes or a mohawk, and declare themselves punk. Punk is not dead. They embrace punk ideology, clothes, politics, not just the music, everything from questioning authority to garbage picking. They're firmly against nukes, organized religion, and consumerism. So the conformist kids pick on them, and they miss out on school sports and clubs, so they start off on their own, spontaneously, with a band, without any music skill. Soon, it's Bobo on the drums and Clara on the bass. They're awful. So at the fall talent show, they see Hedvig, played by Liv Lemoyne, the school pariah and a fundamentalist Christian. She plays classical guitar and dresses conservatively, so she gets booed off the stage. But Bobo and Clara see she really knows her stuff. So they make her a deal. She teaches them how to play music, and they'll be her friend and let her join the band. Though they're called a girl band, these punks set out to prove they are the best. This is a fantastic movie that captures the early 80s dead on. Best part, these are 10, 11, 12, 13 year old girls, and they play the punks flawlessly. Things the Way They Are, Los Cosas Como Son, directed by Fernando Lavanderos. Geronimo, played by Cristobal Palma, is an ordinary guy who lives quietly in a huge crumbling house in Santiago, Chile. He makes his money renting rooms to foreigners and spends all day painting, plastering, trying to bring the place back into livable condition. Geronimo has a hell of a huge black beard, looking like a cross between an urban hipster and a 19th century anarchist. But his politics are anything but. He wants things to stay exactly the way they are. So into his life comes the beautiful young Sanna, a blonde woman from Norway. She's there as a tenant to teach drama classes to kids in a poor part of town, but Geronimo can't understand why. What does she get out of it? What's in it for her? And he's baffled by Scandinavian attitudes towards sex. Women have sex with whoever they want. In Chile, we call them prostitutes. So Sanna is for openness, trust, change, being free. Geronimo is suspicious, class-conscious, homebound. Still, there's something going on between them. Will love follow? But with Geronimo, who likes snooping around his tenants' rooms, when he discovers a surprise under Sana's bed, it totally changes their situation. I like this movie. It's attractive to watch, though not exactly exciting. It's more about contrasting characters, cultures, and personal philosophies for an intimate slice of life in contemporary Santiago. Eastern Boys, written and directed by Robin Campillo. Danielle, played by Olivier Rabourdin, is a blank-faced businessman who regularly passes through the Gare du Nord in Paris. He meets a handsome young prostitute there named Merrick, played by Kirill Emelianov, and gives him his address for an upcoming tryst. What he doesn't realize is Merrick is part of a closely knit gang of Eastern European guys who practically live at the station. They're hustlers, thieves, pickpockets, con men, and prostitutes. And the next day, to his horror, they show up en masse in his condo for a party. Their leader, known only as Boss, played by Daniil Vorobyov, is the sinister but seductive alpha dog. He puts on music, pulls off his shirt, and starts dancing in front of the businessman. Danielle is nonplussed, but eventually he just says, to hell with it. He dances along with the thieves wearing a paper crown while they strip his apartment bare. His art, his computer, his TV, everything's loaded onto a white van and drives away. C'est la vie, right? No. Who shows up the next day at his empty apartment but Merrick, the sex worker who started it all? He says it wasn't his fault and he's still willing to do what he was hired for. The sex is cold and perfunctory, but he begins to show up regularly on the sly. He's emphatic that Boss can't know. So Merrick spends his weekends at a remote suburban refugee hotel with a gang where they hold his passport. Danielle's life is opaque, but we slowly find out more about Merrick. He's from a war zone and still hears the bombers' gunshots and explosions off in the distance somewhere. Cold Danielle starts to show some backbone and compassion. Gradually, they change from worker-client to lovers to roommates to friends to something completely different and unexpected. Can Merrick escape Boss's control and leave the gang for a future in France? This is disconcerting and disturbing film, but very good. What's remarkable, though, is the ensemble of Eastern European actors working perfectly together, like Oliver Twist performed by Cirque du Soleil. Though moralistic at times, it works both as a crime thriller with minimal violence and as a social drama. Eastern Boys, played at Inside Out, We Are the Best, and Things the Way They Are, both open today in Toronto. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.